Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Imagine this. The governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago are scrambling behind closed doors, nervously clutching press releases, desperately trying to cover up a complete breakdown in their chain of command. Why? Because their own Illinois state troopers, the very backbone of state law enforcement, have rebelled. After both the governor and mayor refused to allow them to work with ICE, the Illinois state troopers are telling them, in effect, to shove it. They're siding with ICE. They're siding with law and order. And they're now making arrests, a move that's forcing a stunning reversal from leaders who once vowed to resist federal agents at any cost. Stick with me to the very end of this video, because we're about to find out how what just happened in Illinois really is just the beginning. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the insane madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The city of Chicago has become ground zero for America's sanctuary city debate, a place where Democrat leaders have prided themselves in defying federal immigration enforcement. Yet, in a move that no one saw coming, the supposed untouchable alliance between Governor J.B. Pritzker and Mayor Brandon Johnson is shattering as state troopers appear to have gone rogue. Now, this wasn't supposed to happen. Pritzker and Johnson were giving rousing speeches about protecting all residents and swearing Illinois state resources would never, ever, under any circumstance, ever be used to help ICE agents who've been sent to Chicago to enforce federal law. In fact, Mayor Johnson went so far as to actually sign an executive order banning federal agents from parts of the city. Now, of course, how he would actually enforce that has never at any point been made clear. But this was a key campaign promise for both the governor and the mayor, one that reassured their hardcore radical far left base that they would be absolutely unyielding in their resistance against the MAGA movement and its insistence on enforcing border security. But that promise left many law-abiding citizens throughout the Prairie State asking, what about us? What about public safety? What about enforcing the law? The city's crime crisis only deepened, illegal crossings spiked, and ordinary Chicagoans started wondering, who's really in charge here? However, behind the scenes, something amazing's been happening. We've been getting a number of reports that morale among Illinois state troopers has plummeted over the last several years. Their recruitment rates are at an all-time low, while their turnover rates are at an all-time high. With far leftists in power, law enforcement officers throughout Illinois have felt hamstrung by this pathetic political posturing, which has required them to literally ignore federal warrants, release suspects, and watch as their authority has been completely undermined by the Democrats. Rank-and-file troopers privately expressed outrage, fueling quiet resistance. All it took was a spark. Well, that spark came after a massive violent crime wave linked directly to illegal migrants with outstanding ICE detainers emerged. Local communities erupted, demanding action. Troopers, backed by their own union, drew a line in the sand. They would no longer ignore ICE requests. What started as quiet opposition exploded into open revolt. State troopers, fed up with Chicago's dangerous politics, began proactively cooperating with ICE, arresting criminals and handing them over for deportation.
ISP! IOF! KKK! They're all the same!
Disperse now, or you will be arrested!
In an astonishing report, a law enforcement operation called Operation Midway Blitz has shattered every promise Pritzker and Johnson made to the progressive wing. Department of Homeland Security just announced that Operation Midway Blitz has resulted in over 1,500 arrests across Illinois. Now, these aren't just random immigration violations, right? We're talking about dangerous criminals who were roaming free in Chicago's neighborhoods. DHS specifically identified pedophiles, vicious gang members, and armed robbers among those captured. And as you just saw, they were captured with the help of Illinois state troopers. Pritzker and Johnson were blindsided. Their phones rang off the hook. Community leaders, bureaucrats, radical left constituents, they all wanted explanations. And as the public heard about troopers defying orders.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Political strategists in the state capitol panicked. news broke nationwide. Illinois' own law enforcement was rebelling. The narrative of sanctuary safety crumbled in real time. Wait until you see what's really going on. But first, you know, I just found out something wild about spike proteins. Now, if you don't know, spike proteins are like tiny shards that linger in your bloodstream. Instead of helping, they could stick to the lining of your blood vessels, trigger inflammation, and even make your blood more likely to clot. So that's why some people end up with circulation issues, fatigue, or even dangerous blockages long after the initial infection or jab. According to Yale University, over 400 million people have experienced long COVID, and emerging research suggests lingering spike protein may be a key driver behind its most devastating symptoms. So we're talking 85% reporting post-viral fatigue and weakness, 77% struggle with brain fog linked to inflammation, 45% of stroke survivors had spike protein in clotting tissue, 70% endure neuropathy and muscle pain. But here's the crazy part. It really does look like Big Pharma in many ways created this crisis. They raked in over $90 billion in profit, and now they're looking the other way. 100% of Americans have been directly or indirectly exposed to spike protein, and now we're all suffering the consequences. But that's where Black Force supplements comes in. They took Dr. Peter McCullough's original formula and they revamped it into the strongest 7-in-1 spike detox available. It packs 8 times more natokinase than their competitors to support healthy circulation, plus a full 800 milligrams of NAC to boost your body's natural detox power. So if you've been feeling brain fog, low energy, or just off, you know, spike protein may be the reason. This isn't just another detox pill. It's your reset button, formulated to help clear spike proteins, restore energy, and fight brain fog. And if you click on that link below right now, you can get 40% off your order, but it's only for the next 48 hours. So don't wait. If you want that 40% off, click on that link below right now and begin your restorative journey today. So now, facing mounting pressure, the governor and mayor are trying to spin this whole sudden burst of state trooper activity around ICE facilities, arresting the very people that Pritzker and Johnson said that they would protect in their sanctuary state. Pritzker's press team hurried out statements about, well, we're reviewing policy and we support our law enforcement. Johnson is saying something akin to, you know, it's all a misunderstanding. And what they're trying to do here is they're trying to make a very fine distinction between maintaining law and order and public safety versus actively assisting in the arrest and detaining of illegal migrants. So under Illinois law, being a sanctuary state, law enforcement is not allowed to assist ICE agents in enforcing immigration law. Yes, I know that sounds absolutely insane, but that's what you get when you elect Democrats, right? It's illegal to enforce the law. In effect, that's the Democrat Party in a nutshell. It is illegal to enforce the law, all the while they weaponize the law against their political opponents like they did with President Trump, charging him with charges no human being has ever been charged with before. What Illinois state police have been doing, however, is they've been making numerous arrests, but they're arguing that they're being done primarily in their role of maintaining public order and safety around the Broadview ICE detention facility in Chicago City. So these arrests then are related to crowd control during protests, maintaining security perimeters and enforcing designated protest zones while maintaining order. And they're arresting with public safety enforcement in mind, where they see violent activity among protesters and the like, but they're not helping out in any way, shape, or form with the actual arrest of illegal migrants. Now, they can make these distinctions till they're blue in the face. The images, I think, are very clear. They're telling a very different tale. State troopers are indeed helping put up the fences and concrete barriers around the ICE facilities. They're escorting ICE agents into Chicago jails. They're helping to arrest dangerous fugitives. And they're openly cheering these moves by federal law enforcement. The impact of all of this is utterly seismic. In a city where lawlessness was becoming a new normal, the rebellion of state troopers signals a return to common sense enforcement, even in the bluest of blue states. Hundreds of illegal criminals are now in custody. Community outrage over sanctuary city policies is boiling over, and polls are showing surging support for law enforcement and ICE collaboration. Pritzker's and Johnson's credibility is in a free fall. This moment in Illinois is a powerful lesson in how grassroots law enforcement can pressure politicians to act even in the bluest of blue states. The people are rising up against an increasingly alienated, aloof, permanent political class, and the people are winning. And we are winning more and more every single day. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.